Okay, so basically the agency was had its efforts were split between computing services and enterprise services, in other words, software applications, separate from hosting. And what we've done is decided that to bring those together to optimize our resources and focus all of our personnel on providing enterprise services to the maximum extent possible throughout the department.
Now, Alfred is the director of computing services there.
Right.
And what I think is interesting is you have an extensive background in acquisition. What does that mean that you have an acquisition guy and an IT guy working together on this effort rather than it just being in the purvey of the IT area?
Well, when it comes to acquisition, in IT acquisition specifically, you have to remember that the 5000 was designed to handle large programs. And what's happened in recent years is the department has decided to be more iterative about our introductions of IT technology. And much of what we're introducing is available today in the open environment. So it lends itself to be closer to the operational environment. So your acquisition guy is getting closer to the operator and giving him a product more in an iterative fashion.
It sounds like the collaborative model that a lot of agencies are trying to use. Is that the case?
Absolutely. And again, we're talking about IT. We're not building a tank here. What we're doing is evolving our services that we provide our users. It's different than the larger programs that are being provided. And the other thing that's important is we stay relevant. If you're not introducing technology in an iterative fashion, if you're waiting for that big bang, if you will, in 3 years, technology would have passed you by. Industry is moving very, very fast with new and better solutions, and we have to adapt those to the warfighting environment.
What is the implication of that, Tony, for the end user, in your case, the warfighter, that technology changes as quickly as it does, and you're trying to work through an environment in DOD and in DISA that is maybe not built for that rapid a change cycle?
Well, the problem is it's a battle. It's a battle that we need to overcome in terms of process because the kids that are deploying today are used to having more computing power on their hip than we'll provide them in a data center.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to adapt, and what we're trying to do is take commercial applications and adapt or commercial capabilities and adapt them to warfighting applications. So basically, we're trying to secure them so they fit the model as we deploy our troops into harm's way.
All right, process question: you're combining these two offices, under the Program Executive Office for Global Information Grid Enterprise Services, PEOGES. Why there?
Well, what we're doing, maybe that wasn't clear. What we're doing is combining them under the what we're calling now an Enterprise Services Directorate. So we'll have the operational commanders working side by side with the Program Executive Office. So we're bringing those two together under a single lead. But the Program Executive Office will continue to report back to the Component Acquisition Executive. It's a little bit of a hybrid, but the point here is, again, we're trying to integrate the efforts rather than having an independent program developer distant from the operator building his solution. We want them side by side.
As you're building what you're calling a 21st century network for DOD, what's it like trying to corral all of the various services, the branches together, and to get them to go on board this one operation rather than going their own way?
Well, so the concept of corral, I guess I have a problem with.
Okay.
What's happening today is the senior leaders of the various department or services are deploying as the J6s or the combatant commander, and they're recognizing the need for service unique solutions to come together with this in many cases, but to come together. So I will say to you that today we're far better off than we were yesterday because they are more cooperative. They're more willing to join together to share solutions. For example, the Army has been leading in this field, joining with DISA. And it's not that Army's come to DISA. DISA and Army are coming together, where we're joining our solutions for the battlefield. And it's only a matter of time before the other services come together, because in the long run, we need to have this unified capability for the warfighter, but more importantly, have a unified capability, so as we exploit industry capabilities, we can really move fast in terms of getting the innovation into the battlefield.
Yeah, what you're hitting on there, too, is what I see as the key to success all across these agencies, where I hear success stories of agencies doing what you're trying to do. They're telling me, we're working together to help the various branches or bureaus or whatever it is understand why this is going to help them work better, rather than just telling them this is how we're going to do it from now on.
Yeah, you can't dictate it, right? The department doesn't do, or any organization doesn't do well dictating things. We've got to get their hearts and minds together and look at the greater good. And it's happening. I've been playing this game for 23 years now, and what you see today is far better than it's ever been before. The sixes of the agencies and services are working together to come up with common solutions, and they're teaming. And that's what we need to do, is team together to go forward. And it's happening. It's going to take some time, because there's different pressures and there's different equities involved that have to be appreciated as we go forward.